Hi there, I'm Michael Clark, and he's Mike Pereira. Together, we're the hosts of Mid-Credit Scene, a podcast about movies. And this is a Mid-Credit Minute, kind of bonus mini-episode, where we talk about big important things, like snacks, double features, and more.
Last question. Ted, if you had the opportunity to program a double feature at one of our lovely local independent cinemas, or maybe at the registry, what would your choices be?
Yeah, this was another tough one. I was really agonizing over the food and movie one, because it's like, you know, yeah. Anyways, I mean, double features. I realize my kind of movie viewing prime, you know, as a kid, when I was kind of most impressionable, it's kind of like late 70s to early 90s. And so, you know, I saw a lot of movies back then, and it was like, you know, yeah. Oh, we could do like a double feature of like concert films. I mean, like Stop Making Sense and Song Remains the Same, you know, or what about like a cult double feature of like Repo Man and Buckaroo Banzai? Mm. You know, what about both Blade Runners? What about Brazil and Baron Munchausen? I know Terry Gilliam's a grade A weirdo, but you know, what about like musicals? Like what about like Sound of Music and West Side Story? Right. You know, or even just throwing together, you know, just favorite movies like the Ocean's 11 remake with The Princess Bride, or Spinal Tap and The Sting, Breakfast Club and The Shining, you know, maybe a James, you know, maybe two of the better James Bond movies. But what I think I'm going to go for, my final answer for you, the judges, is that I'm going to go for a double feature of Return of the Jedi and Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Oh, yeah.
Because to my mind, I mean, those are like the consummate trilogies when I was growing up. Really, to my mind, both series should have ended with those third movies. Return of the Jedi is forever ingrained in my head as my best audience ever, because it was released on a Wednesday, and I went and saw it. I think it was the first matinee that Saturday. And I grew up in Ancaster, and at the time, the kind of the grand old theater of Hamilton was the Tivoli, and it was huge, and you know, Roman statues in the corners and this blue fleur-de-lis ceiling and all that. And it was also the Saturday of the Boy Scout parade in Hamilton. And so I'm in the theater. There's probably about 10 adults, and the rest of it are just all these kids, probably like, you know, 13 years of age and under. And the audience was just nuts. These kids are just hooting and hollering, and, you know, everyone's laughing and, you know, Ewoks and everything. And it was just my best audience experience ever, because these kids were just so into it.
Yeah, I love a good audience.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, me and my friend, we're probably the only males, the only adults there that actually weren't wearing like a, you know, like a brown uniform with a felt hat and all that. So, you know, we were at least a little arm's length. We weren't worried about the kids running off and, you know, getting lost in the bathroom or, you know, doing other crazy things. But
they were probably all there to take notes from the Ewoks about how to successfully run a guerrilla campaign in a jungle warfare setting.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah. I mean, as you can learn a lot. Yeah, you can learn a lot. So, anyways, there you go.
The trick, Jerry, is you have to suspend the tree trunk from the tree and then have it swing down to impact. But, yeah.
We have to steal the evil guy's motorcycle and take off on it, and then they'll chase us.
Exactly.
And all that. So,
Well, that's great. I would show up for that double feature.
Absolutely.
And of course, Last Crusade. I mean, Indy was classic. Sean Connery. You know, again, I mentioned James Bond films. I'm a reasonably big James Bond fan, and all that. And that movie just kind of had it all. You know, there was something going on. Always like a little mini cliffhanger every minute or 2 minutes. You know, something would happen, and yeah, that was just a real popcorn movie as well. Even though, as I said, I don't eat popcorn.
Yeah, no, it was great. I remember seeing that one in the theater when it came out, the weekend it came out. So,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Okay.
Great choices.
To hear more, listen to Mid-Credit Scene Podcast on Midtown Radio or wherever you get your podcasts.